Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is
gonna do. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be coming across these skyways and airways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I know that you had a beautiful day today in your mass and various church services that you attended on today, and I know that God met you there. And I want those of you that are waiting on the Old Ship of Zion to get you a good seat. Get your chip and your dip and everything you want to sell. Get your iPhone, get your iPad, get your notepad, get your notebook, get your Bible, all your digital devices. And come along with me aboard the old, hallelujah, ship of Zion. As I bring unto you the divine word of truth, as I first stated. Thank you for allowing me into your work area. I thank you for allowing me into your living room space. I thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old ship of Zion on your podcast dial. I just thank those of you that so graciously tune in on this evening. And may God richly bless you, you, and you. And I will be with you an hour on the clock. We're going to now go into an intro prayer. When we come across these digital airways, we bring unto you and we present to others a deity. His name is Jesus. And his name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We come to honor him on today. And I want to ask those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer and acknowledge the one and the only, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our soon coming Messiah. We will continue in the faith. We will continue on our itinerary. We will continue together from the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west. Hallelujah! Coming as pilgrims through this barren land. God, we thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather together around the spectrum, God. I'm asking you on today, God, hallelujah, to just able me, your servant, to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep down in the pit of their souls, those that's heart are heavy and that are heavy laden, God. They have worries, they have concerns, they're going through trials and tribulations that they've never encountered before, God. They have been told through other avenues of worship that God is not able to supply their needs or provide for them economically and financially. And we know that that is not true. We know that You are a God that supply. You said you would supply all of our needs, not necessarily all of our wants, but all of our needs according to your riches and glory. So we know that there is not a need, not one need that we have that you're not able to provide. You can provide our every need. So I'm talking to those that are going through the night. It's night somewhere. It might be day here, but it's night somewhere over the earth. But I want you to be encouraged. I come to encourage your heart on today. To don't let nobody deter your mind, contaminate your mind. What you know about God from your own self-experience. Don't let nobody deter your mind. Hallelujah. So I don't want to get started yet because I'm not in my sermon just yet. But I'm asking you to get you a good seat and get your pen and your paper and follow along with me as I bring unto you the divine word of God. And we're going to go on in to a program that's already in progression. Hallelujah. And our sermon on today is Twisted Mind from a Spiritual Perspective. I'm talking spiritually. Everything I'm talking about is spiritual minded. And although we know that we have those that want a personal relationship with God, and God is wanting to hear from you. And so we're going to take our first key scripture from the law of 2 Timothy 1:7. And it reads this. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That scripture reading again is coming out of the law of 2 Timothy 1:7. And you know, as children of God, we have come so preoccupied with our struggle and our cares of this world that we have allowed fear and doubt and anxiety to cause us to forget the wonderful works that God has already performed in our lives and the power of God. God don't operate but one way, and that's by his power. Hallelujah. And you can take that key scripture out of our Numbers 14:7-9. And we're talking about the twisted mind. I'm not talking about a person being psychologically out of your mind, that you should be in a psychiatric ward. That is not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about a mind that you have listened to that one, and you have listened to that one, and you've listened to this one, till you confuse and you really don't know who's telling the truth. So you have listened to so much negativity to where it's hard to discern who's telling the truth. But I want to encourage you on today. You don't never have to doubt God or God's word, because God's word stand firm. If he said it, will he not make it good? God's word will not return back to him void. V-O-I-D. It will accomplish what God has sent it out to accomplish. Hallelujah. So we're going to throw in a few things about the twisted mind. We're talking about mentality of the mind. We're talking about the character of the mind. How our mind can have doubt. Our mind can have fear of God in His Word. Because God has already made provisions for us every day. He made provision for you and I to rise this morning. It wasn't your alarm clock. It wasn't somebody call you on your iPhone. It wasn't your neighbor ring your doorbell. But it was God that touched you with His ring of love and said, stand, my son, stand and arise, my daughter. So God has made provision already. God has showed you His mighty hand through His miracle works, through your life, through your family life, through your children, through your co-worker, through your colleagues, your business partner, your doctor. God has showed you signs and wonders of His mighty acts. So we're talking about the twisted mind on today from a spiritual perspective. And we're going to now go on into our reading. Hallelujah. And we know that in this passage, we read the report given to Moses by the spies that he sent to investigate the land that God has promised His people. And we know that the majority report that it was depressing and it was dark, it was negative, and it was faithless, because in these men's minds, their only hope was in their own ability. And that's why we're talking about the twisted mind. We got to remove ourselves out the way and what we can do. Quit trying to do everything on our own and move self out of the way. Move self out of the way and then move God in the way. And move out the ability, what we can do, what self can do. And replace it by the ability, the power of what God can do and has done. And so we're told that they counted only on what they could see themselves as having a grasshopper amount of faith among so great a people. Can you imagine that? Hallelujah. Admittedly, the fact that they reported were true. We know that the people who lived there were powerful individuals. And we were told that the city was fortified and it was very large. Hallelujah, in dimension. We were told that there were giants that were in the land. And the people were of great size. So the people might have been like giants, monsters in the common people's eyes. Because they didn't depend on what God could do. They were only looking from their mind perspective. Hallelujah. And so, it was a land that devoted its inhabitants. But we're told that these 10 men had a grasshopper mentality. Mentality that produced fear, like we were talking about moments ago. Doubt. Anger. And some of you are experiencing fear and doubt and anger and anxiety, apostasy and bitterness and deception and low self-esteem. We know that such a mentality caused them to forget the promise of God. They forgot the covenant that He had made with Israel to be their God. And they forgot the great and wondrous work that He has already performed in their lives. We know that the majority report that as Joshua and Caleb in the law of Numbers 14 and 7 through 9 was also true. Number one, we are well able to overcome. Number two, the land is exceedingly good land. Number three, if the Lord is pleased with us, He will lead us into that land. And I want to ask today, how many of us as children of God. And this is a repeat. So preoccupied with yours and mine and our struggle and our cares that we have allowed fear and doubt and anxiety causes us to forget the wondrous work and power of God with a grasshopper mentality. That means that we see things as they appear and we walk by sight. But if we would walk by faith, we will see that the Lord is with you and I. The Lord is with us. The Lord was with them. God has not given us, you and I, given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That scripture reading once again, coming out of the law of 2 Timothy 1 and 7. What a wonderful hope for the believer. I want to encourage you on today to change your mindset. Hallelujah. And we know that the church at Phillips, though faithful and flourishing, was disturbed by troublemakers who sought to pull people away from worship. That's what I'm talking about. There's always going to be somebody that wants to pull you away from worship, away from believing in the true word of God. Hallelujah. And they sought to pull people away from worship in the spirit of God. So we're told that Paul exhorted the Christian to endure in Jesus Christ as he encouraged them to rejoice in the Lord always. That scripture reading is coming out of law, Philippians 4 and 4. We know that the more we rejoice in Christ, the less danger there is of being drawn away from God. We know that the troublemakers were evangelizers who spreaded doctrine contrary to Paul's teaching. They took great pride in their status as Jewish Christians. And they encouraged people to place their faith in traditions rather than in Christ. But Paul was not impressed with their legalism and learning. But he had once possessed even more impressive credentials. And he had left them all behind, just like an athletic, when he's shedding excessive weight, so that he could apprehend that for which also he is apprehended of Christ Jesus. In Philippians 3 and 12. He considered his well lost compared to the greatness of knowing Jesus Christ. And if you and I are to endure in Christ, we must watch out for whatever keeps us from following God wholeheartedly. To compete in the Christian race, you and I must carry a light load and keep pressing toward the finish line. It is easy for you and I to get wrapped up in things, not only material things, but also the intangible things as your reputation, your accomplishments, and even religious achievements. We can read in the law of Galatians 1 and 14, like Paul. We must not allow things to rob you and I of our joy. And Paul summed it up like saying this, not as though I had already attained, hallelujah, but Jesus Christ, he was not satisfied with the Christians like dissatisfaction that kept them from reaching out and looking forward. And like Paul, you and I, we must reach forward to those things that are before us. We must press on in good times and in bad times. We must be the people that God wants us to be in Jesus Christ. And as one hymn writer would say, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still pressing as I onward climb. Lord, plant my feet, your feet, our feet on higher ground. Hallelujah, Jesus. When Paul told Timothy to study in the law of 2 Timothy 2 and 15 as one approved by God, He was not instructing Timothy to do well in school and read lots of books, but Paul advised was prompted by a group of false intellectuals who enjoyed quarreling about words. And it was not as if Timothy or Paul actually had any books on the Christian faith. In that time, nobody did, because none was written yet. And so Paul's letters hadn't been fully circulated at that time. They were not circulated. And the Christian faith depended upon what we call an oral tradition. But the Christian teaching that Timothy knew, according to his oral tradition, were quite sound. They had been lived out in his home by his mother and his grandmother, who demonstrated a foreign faith. Hallelujah. And Timothy had heard and seen much of Paul's own faith. And Paul admonished Timothy as his son in the gospel to remember what he'd heard and to entrust it to the faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Paul told him that if he took his suffering like a good soldier, faithfully sharing and living what he had heard, he would be approved by God. You and I, we have a multitude of books now, an enormous tradition, and we should read them quite carefully. But the witness of our lifestyle and the sincerity of our faith are still what really counts before God. And these are what a leader needs to have to share the gospel with integrity. Hallelujah. So it is with us that frightening circumstances are less troublesome if you trust the hands that control them. If our world and our lives weren't governed by thoughtless and indifferent force, we would have good reason to fear. But the hands that control the universe, God's hands, are wise and compassionate. We can count them in spite of our circumstances and not be afraid. So when fear and worry test your faith and anxious thoughts assail, remember God is in control and he will never fail. I want to encourage you all today that God is in control, so we have nothing to fear. The sermon on today has been Twisted Minds. I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. We're going to now change the dimension of this program. We're going to now turn this service over into Hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Until we meet again across these skyways and highways, you be encouraged, go in God, and allow God to go in you. Listen up for Hymns of Zion. May God bless you. Till we meet again. Bye for now.
He's able.
Able.
He hasn't changed.
He's still able. Able.
Seems like problems are waiting in line just for you.
God is able.
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 You say I'm.
With all think that it's over, that your life is done.
No! facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
Have no doubts, my God can do the impossible.
And there's nothing impossible for God.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
This is the time where everybody